Whole of your heart. So tonight is a matter of heart. I want you together. Please raise in a minute. Father, send me help. Lord, send me help tonight. Lord, send me help tonight. Lord, tonight send me help. I came, oh God, as a seeker. I came, oh God, seeking for help. I came, oh God, seeking your face. Lord, send me help. Lord, send me help. Send us help tonight. Send us help tonight. Send us help tonight. Are you praying? If you are okay, you can keep quiet. But me, I need help. I need help in my destiny. I need help in my calling. I need help in this city. I need help in this nation. I need help in this generation. Lord, send me help. Is somebody praying that prayer? Lord, send me up. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. While standing with your hands together and a shout, please make welcome Apostle Philip Stephens as he ministers unto us. You can do it unto our God. Unto our God. Unto our God. Unto our God. Unto our God.
Hallelujah. 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 Can you please give the Lord a shout again? Come on. Bounty of beauty. Is it house of bounty? Right? House of bounty. Please appreciate the Lord. Can you in 1 minute use the whole of your being and appreciate the Lord again? I need you to open your heart and open your mouth and speak something to the Lord in a language that He alone can understand. Many more times when we come for meetings, we look at this on face value. One of the things that we fail to understand is that God is a God that takes pleasure in doing business with men. God is handicapped upon the face of the earth if He cannot find a man and a woman He can use. God is powerful to the degree to which men can align to Him. You may never understand what I'm saying. The man in the keyboard, you need to help me. I don't know about you, but since I studied the scripture, I realized that while God was creating, God Himself required the morning stars to sink onto the foundation of creation. Wisdom itself was not enough, sufficient enough to ensure that creation was sustained. Sound was fabricated to ensure that creation was kept, and that creation can hearken unto the sound of divinity. Many more times, the words spoken have the potency to execute the counsel written, simply because there is a sound in the world. That is why it's possible for a man that doesn't speak a word cannot create. The reason why we have to pray is not because of the technicality of the prayer, no. It's because of the strength that comes from the origin of the prayer and its ability to ensure that things can be changed. Sound is a tool of creation. That was why when God was creating, he ensured that he speak a word.
Everything may look the way it is.
When he looked at anything and began to speak, it began to create. The prophet stood by a valley filled of dry bones.
It looked impossible for anything to happen there. God was there.
But a word needed to be spoken, a sound needed to be heard.
And everything about mankind requires sound for it to function. This microphone is as powerful as to which I speak unto it. Sound is hidden in anything. And every sound has a spiritual heritage in it. The mystery of sound is connected to light. If you can understand light as a personality of who God is, you can understand the mystery of sound. There are times God comes as sound, there are times he comes light. Since I understood that, I knew that there are sound that is required to initiate somebody into a society. There is also a sound required to liberate a man. That require your heart work by sound. Everything about you work by sound. Don't deceive yourself. We are shaped by the words we heard. We heard those words because sounds were hidden in the world. That's why today anything you hit produces a sound. The reason is simply because God put it there by the agency of the morning stars. That is why whether you like it or not, no matter how you do, no matter how you do, you are number one witness upon the face of the earth. As long as you live at your heart, live at your mouth, everything about you produces a sound that responds straight to God. That's the reason why the high praise of the Lord must be upon our knees before we can have a two-edged sword to execute vengeance. That's the reason why one of the greatest things you must always have to understand is what can you see? See, when they say this, you have to see something. Jesus Christ was in their boat, yet the boat was crashing. Word was required. Word was required. And the reason why the word must be spoken was because a kind of sound must be heard by creation. And until that kind of sound is heard, creation can never, never respond. God is powerful to the degree to which he speaks. In his silence, he still speaks. And that's why sometimes, even when you keep your mouth shut, there are thought patterns. There are sounds going in your heart and in your mind. Those things are powerful enough. As I'm talking to you right now, you don't know the amount of sounds and the words I'm hearing. These are the things that make us, and these are the things that will make you. I trust God that this night we are going to fly. But we are going to fly to the degree to which we can hearken unto the sound from Zion. The Bible says on the last day, the Lord God will blow the voices and the sound that come from archangels. That means Jesus Christ himself cannot just come and shout. He requires the voice of an archangel. There is something about the voice of an angel. And sometimes that strength is what God blew. It's the excellency of his creation that is hidden in them. There are dimensions of God hidden in diverse kinds of his creation. There are some he put upon the living creatures, others he put upon man, others he put upon the angels. And even in the angels, there are cadres. There are certain dimensions only the cherubims can contain. There are certain dimensions only the seraphims can contain. There are other dimensions only the archangels in their cadres can contain. While there are other dimensions only men can contain. That's why God is as powerful to the degree to which his creation aligned to him. God seems to be God if all of us can rebel against him. And that's why it can never be possible. The day all of us rebel, he come to kill us. He showed the excellence of the dimension called Jehovah Sabaoth. That although he loves you, but he can come against you tomorrow and tomorrow you are gone. Every king must know there is a king above him. Every god must know there is a god above him. You are not in his god that made you. Today you are proud. Today you are arrogant. You know where you were before. It's God that helped you to come to this point. There is nothing you are today that is not God that helped you. And the reason why you are the way you are today is because God this supply his strength, supply his breath upon you. It is upon this understanding that you will know that even the devil depend upon God to survive. Even demons depend upon God to survive. Why? Each and every one of them is a protot, a progenitor of God. They are actually part of the creation of God. Mankind has never created anything to discover. What was discovered was forever created. Devil has never created anything. Why? Him himself was a creator, an architectural design pattern of a being. And that is why everybody must depend upon the Lord God to survive. And that's why it's foolishness for you to say there is no God. Because in every dimension of power opposed unto you, When you journify in it, you discover there is someone that is the Alpha and the Omega, the omnipotency of power dwelling in him. No matter whatsoever you have, you come to a point you discover at the end of yourself that you see something else. You can never be able to bend the whole world. A man say you will die with a brush in your hand because the world is too big. The world keeps expanding every day. You only require God that is spirit. Bible says God is spirit, not a spirit. God is spirit. Any reality of spirit, God is there. I know demons operate and torment your life, but God is reality. Everything about your life, everything about the kingdom of heaven, everything about hell itself is the reality of God. Devil did not create hell. He didn't create lake of fire. Anything created was an agency of God. As to tell you to know that the excellency of the potency of the creation of God can never be understood by men. And that is why it's foolishness for a man never to recognize the personality as God. The totality of your life is summed up in worship. And anytime you do not give that degree of allegiance to God, you don't deserve to live. And that's why I say, I shall not die, but live to do a thing. If you don't know the reason why you are living, how that God is fabricated in it, I assure you, you are infallible. I know your parents give birth to you, they give you a good name. But before you were born, you were conceived somehow. You dwell in I am. That is a personality where you are dwelling in. Your parents didn't know that you will be born. It took some time for them to go and do certain level of they went to hospital and they checked. They say you are a boy, you are a girl, but they could not be able to understand how you came. Why? Although you are the sons of men, but you are the sons of God. The reality that you have upon the face of the earth that you give expression to was that which your parents told you. What about the reality of who you are inside of Christ Jesus? That is still who you are inside of Christ Jesus. Your strength lies in how much more you know your identity in the placement of I am. That far beyond you were born, you were conceived, there was a dexterity of the strength of God apportioned to your life, and there are volumes of books written about you. Your parents didn't know that. And the day you begin to function according to that volumes of the book, they begin to ask, who are you? Because that was not the person they gave birth to. They say, are you? How can this be possible of you? But what did they didn't know? That now you connect to who you actually really are. That far beyond you are Junoke, far beyond you are Esther, far beyond you are blessed. In I am, you were something else. And as you came upon the face of the earth, they were just a pot and a conduit tube, wherewith creation can find expression. So it's not about Joseph, it's not about Mary. No, God was looking for a vessel. God was looking for a conduit tube where a man, a being can flow, that can all become all of God and all of man. Adam was supposed to be an expression of the dexterity of the totality of heaven. But while he came upon the face of the earth, we saw Adam to become a seed that cannot give birth. It is an adumbration for a seed not to be able to produce according to his own kind. That was not the agency of creation. God himself looked useless, pastor, but he began to create. So he said, how can I not be fruitful? So let me make man after my image, after my own kind, so that they can represent me. Because the proof of existence is your ability to reproduce your own kind. And if you cannot give birth after your own kind, you are not existing, because it's just a matter of time. One day you will fail, because creation was always designed to fail. No man liveth forever, but before you die, you must reproduce. That is how men survive. That is how God survived. And no matter how you try to do, you can kill all of us, burn all of us here now. Tomorrow others will rise. Why? God keep reproducing. The dimension of the power, the dimension of the presence, the dimension of the wisdom of God has the ability to create. And that's why no matter how you try to do, you cannot take away grass. You cannot take away wheat upon the face of the earth. When you are done weeding, they come again. When you put herbicide, they come again. Why? They are hidden in creation. That there is life that must always continue to live. Because there is a water that passes through all the regions of the earth. And it's the water that contains I am. And anything that is living is an excellence of the expression of a God that is alive. And if God produced you and God is a living God, that means you should actually be living in yourself. And that's what the Bible said. It is wherever the eagles gather. Wherever the eagles gather. They gather where there are living bodies, because it's only where the living bodies are that the eagles will gather. God himself on the last day, he will come for a church that is alive, not a church that is dead. If you are dead today, you may not even go to that church. If you are dead spiritually now, you have not been hearing the trumpet that be sounding. You have not been hearing the sound of the Lord for a very long time. Even if Jesus is coming tomorrow, you will not know. To you, he will come like a thief in the night. But we know I am. If Jesus is coming tomorrow, he will put upon the heart of many because surely God will do nothing except to reveal his secret to servant the prophet. These are men that are in accurate alignment. I don't know about you, I'm waiting for when you go to heaven. Some men come from heaven every day. I bring you greetings from heaven. I just came back from heaven. I'm trying to transmit to you what is going on in heaven. You don't wait until you go there. I know you are waiting for when you sleep to have a dream. No. With my eyes open, with my eyes closed, I'm in heaven. That's how strong men survive in this kingdom. He says, as long as the Lord liveth, above whom I stand. 1 minute you give to the devil, he takes your whole life. 1 minute is enough for you to die. You don't give the devil any chance. You give him no place. That's why I say we don't rejoice in number, we rejoice in strength. Can we find one man enough? An answer to the casualty, an answer to the decadence, an answer to the corruption of our nation. Can we find a man? I told you, God is not interested in 1,000 people. Never. I have never seen where God walk with 1,000 men. It's very hard to align 1,000 people. But God can take a one man as a sample enough and walk upon him. And that one man become an envoy of the reality of God. And in a generation, it become a sign and a wonder. And they wonder, how can this thing be? How? There are many virgins. Jesus Christ can come through any of them, but you look for one. You may never know the criteria for acceptation, but can you be the one appointed? The many are called, but few are chosen. There is a requirement to ensure that you are enlisted among the chosen. These things are not luck. These things are not just anyhow. No, there is something that men do that God comes to them. And it's just something. He began speaking profoundly. I let you yesterday to understand the power of the secret place. The Bible says, them that dwell it. Them. Anyone that dare enough to decide to dwell in the secret place of the Most High will always abide under his shadow. Your face will glow if you remain with the Lord for 40 days, like the way Moses did. Moses said, do not know, because he came for 2 hours prayer meeting, 5 hours prayer meeting. No, he remained for 40 days. If you lock yourself inside for 40 days, your face must glow. It's a must. There are things that men do that God work with them. It's not just like that. I have never seen a man that is relevant today that did not do something. He did something. Forget it, he did something. Whether you are a carnal man, whether you serve the devil, you must keep your head. The requirement and the protocol of the secret place is generalized to everyone. The devil will always call you Peter. Come up yonder. Because secrets and mysteries are revealed to only them that dwell. You can never know the secret in the society until you belong. Right now you don't know. You will never know. It's a secret. Immediately when you come in, the secret of the Lord, the Bible says, revealed to them that fear him. When you fear the devil and dwell with the devil, he reveals his secret to you. Because you need secret to thrive. You need secret to thrive. You may not know how this microphone works. You just hear the sound. A man that produces it understands the secret. He can reproduce this. You can never. To you, it is a mystery, but to him, it's not. My friend playing the keyboard right now, you may never know how it is. You may see from now to tomorrow, you will never make a sense out of this. But there is a secret. He understood it. If you come and sit with him for just 5 days, 7 days, 1 week, 1 month, one day you will become a reality. One day you will sit when he's not there, and you can do the same thing. Any man that writes away, there are things they do. They may never tell you there is something they do. There is something they do. And one of the greatest requirements for you to thrive in life, for you to triumph in life, is to understand the power of the secret place. How men dwell with God and they get so possessed. Whether you like it or not, you must be possessed. Whether with the devil or whether with God, you must be possessed. Either way, you must be possessed. If God does not possess you, the devil will possess you. Neutral only exists in physics. There is no neutral upon the face of the earth. Nature will never abhor any vacuum. It will never. So you say you don't want to serve the Lord, you don't want to serve the devil, you are a liar. You are already serving the devil, you just don't know. One of the strong requirements again is for you to know how to wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Because you can be in the secret place of the Most High, and the Lord's shadow will abide over you. Yet you will carry the glory of God, but you will go ready. You will go ready. You will go ready. The devil always knows when to attack great men. He knew when you are weak.
Everybody go for war. In the times when they were going for war, David decided to actually have some little vacation. That little vacation was enough for him to sleep with Bathsheba. Many more times, when men refuse to wait upon the Lord, their strength get weary. And the day you get weary, you that once upon a time denied to smoke, now you will buy a packet and dwell with it. You that God deliver you from masturbation, pornography, now you find yourself borrowing data just to watch pornography. Why? You refuse to wait upon the Lord. Now your strength is weak. Now you are weak, and now you return back to things that even God can never look upon. You return back to things that even men that are carnal can never look upon. You now look at your life, it looks a lot worse than even an unbeliever. See, they reduce God. Reduce God to creepy things. When men refuse to wait upon the Lord, they begin to serve an idol. When Moses went upon the top to seek the Lord, they were under, they were jubilating, they refused to wait upon the Lord. One day, they desired to serve an idol. And a priest pointed them to an idol. So this is the Lord God that delivered you out of captivity. The reason why they cannot discern and decipher is because they themselves do not wait upon the Lord. And they do not know the Lord. The challenge we have in the body of Christ right now is that the generation is appearing before their time, and it's going to cost them a lot. There's going to be heavy miscarriages, heavy backlashes, heavy attack. Many will be casualty of death simply because the Lord has not approved of them. Check all through scriptures. Every man that God used tremendously well, take his life. I told you, when a man waits upon the Lord, when the man seeks the secret place, what he's looking for is the approval of God, not the approval of men. Men can bring you and ordain you as bishop, general bishop, assemblical bishop, bishop overseer. You will die tomorrow. When God ordained you, your name is a love signature in the heavens. Say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? There's a signature that must begin unto you in heaven. If that signature is not upon you, demons will look at you and they will make a caricature. They will make an insult. They will make a ridicule. They will insult you. They will make God look like a liar in your life. That is why we have men that cannot convert their own family, yet they are trying to convert nation. We have men that have not conquered themselves, yet they are trying to conquer nation. You are a big liar. That's why after a while, you will come back home again. The same way you went up, you still went down again. Waiting upon the Lord is very important. The power of the secret place is very important. What do you do after such a church service? What do you do? Even Babalawo understand this protocol. Babalawo remain in the bush. If you like, give Babalawo 2 billion naira, you will still remain in the bush. He will make you a politician, make you a senator. He is still in the bush. And no matter how, when you want to renew your tenure, you drop your jeep and you climb the mountain and look for him there. The ways of the spirit are the ways of isolation, concentration, and separation. These are things that normal men don't pay attention to. Another believer is so distracted. Distracted will probably show. Distracted will probably display. Another lady for 5 years, she changed 5 boyfriends. Another guy for 3 years, just because he begins to sing here now, he cannot even handle fame. He does not understand that we live more by dying. So the fame is not what we look after. Just because you begin to sing, 5 ladies begin to come around you, and you begin to exchange number, and you can't allow them to sleep. Every night you are calling them. You don't understand how to spend time praying more. So you spend more time calling and talking with people that does not make sense, that came to you because they saw a glory of your waiting, and now you do not know why. And suddenly a time came, you return back to carnality, and now you are weary. And that is when the devil will attack you. The devil will never attack you when you are strong. He will attack you when you are weak. And that is why in those times, in those seasons, where you are no longer praying, where you are no longer paying attention, studying. I read the story of Todd Bentley. I weep. I watched Lakeland Outpouring Revival. That guy dwelt with the love of 4 hours every day before he come out to manifest. When the revival gets so high, there was no longer time. People begin to be much. You know, when you begin to advance in ministry, pastor don't know about you, but people think it's enjoyment. So you receive 1,000 chats, receive message. Everybody want to see you 24 hours, and you think you have arrived. You're a big man. They are about to kill you. You will die. I'm telling you, you will die. You will die so cheaply. You cannot neglect a God that made you to serve tables. When distraction begin to come, they say, we will appoint people.
We appoint people that do not have a high calling. And if you are calling to the fivefold, your life must be hidden. You must be so secluded. God will hide you them all. No matter the fame, you can never be distracted by it. You come to a meeting, thousands of people come to gather, you run away. The reason you are running away because you want to return back to the Lord. To evaluate again. Where did I miss it again? Father, thank you. I'm not qualified for this place. You came to a point. Yes, they fly you in a plane. Yes, they put you in a private place. Yes, they did this for you. Don't be happy. Don't rejoice. No, return back and cry. You know where God picked you from. You were that sweet boy, that little boy that God took you away from a desert place and he made you a king. Don't be too proud and arrogant. Go and return again and cry. I say, oh God, I know I'm here. I'm not qualified to be here. These people may not see you. They may not believe in you, but I know I'm not foolish enough. I know it's by your help that I come here. Somehow you have helped me to come here. I cannot use it just to shine. I must go down on my knees. They may not see me go down, but I will go down in my room. In my secret place, nobody sees the things I do. And that is why if you refuse to acknowledge the Lord, you take the glory. Say, I am the Lord your God. You don't share my glory. In the public, you take it. But when you go back inside, and still, in your pride and arrogance, you refuse to do the things you are doing that brought you that level of glory, God will pour his strength again. And you see how weak and beggarly you are. A man from where he put you again. Yet people come too much. You used to pray for 5 hours every day. You felt the anointing, you felt the power. Now you can raise the dead. Now you don't even run that anointing. So you are busy looking for who to touch, looking for where to preach them all. You never knew that that's just a 1% to the many manifold degree of the dimension that God wants to take you. And you measure and focus on that little one that God has given unto you. And there you are. You are so proud about it. You forgot that there is much more to be given unto you. And you refuse to dwell. Wise men learn how to continue to go deeper. Why? Because deep call unto deep. We are looking for men and women that will be advantageous in every region. There is no region I go to that a dimension of God will not switch on to activate the requirement for me to thrive there. Bible says, if your strength fails you in the days of battle, it's not because there is no strength available, it's because your strength is small. I bring you the greetings from heaven. There's a great need for us to advance beyond our mediocrity. We need to build more capacity. The dimensions you have seen, there is more to it. Let's not be proud and arrogant. I know you are act apostle, act prophet, act bishop. Forget about that thing. It's a waste of time. There are more deeper dimensions than what we have seen. If God show you anything, it means there is more. I don't know about you, but I discovered while I began to drive them all. The more I see more of God, the more I want to aid. God will always call you back to the secret place. It's not as if you don't have what to share. You see, you can never exhaust the things I will teach you. I have been preaching, I have more than 1,000 messages. There are new things. In fact, as I'm talking to you right now, I have more than 500 messages again. I've not been preaching. The more you dwell with God, the more you see deeper things. It's not as if what you have seen is not okay, but we want to show you more again. There are many secret things that will reveal to you. But when you refuse to dwell, you keep sharing the ones you know. And you are looking for where to share. And you refuse to dwell. When the Lord wants to talk to you, yet you are trying to just share. And you will discover that after 5 years, you have shared everything. And God that wants to teach you, you see, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. He said, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you, he will teach you. He will take that which is my own and reveal unto you. Secret men are men that dwell. And God educate them again. And to the degree to which he educates, you will become limitless as unto God. You now discover you can never be exhausted. Why? Because you are connected to a fountain that can never run dry. Anytime I see a man that is dry, lacking in utterance, I know he's not dwelling with the Lord. I know he's not. So there are testimony of people that once upon a time anointed, that many years ago they used to be on fire for God. Today is just a rubbish. How comes you are not sleeping around last 2 years? Today you are. Check your life. 2 years ago, you were strong in prayer, strong in fellowship. Now you are not. It's an evidence that the manifestation of the flesh is evident in your life. When you check your life and you see you desiring the things of the flesh, it's because you are sowing now to the flesh. And anytime you sow, you must reap. It's just a normal law and principle. When you sow to the flesh, you must of necessity reap corruption. Anything that is corruption is perversion. When you sow to the spirit, you reap life. You may never know I'm staying close to your house. Never know. I have brothers, this is my last born, second to the last born. I have siblings everywhere. Most times they cannot see me for days. I have been in Lafayette for how many days? I can come in and I've walked into any of their room. father every time. I even go to just greet my father. You know, I can stay inside for 5 days, 6 days. You will not even know I'm in English. What am I looking for outside? What am I looking for? Many of you are busy doing nothing. Busy doing nothing. And yet 24 hours is not enough for you. And I wonder what are you going to do? You are not a millionaire. You are not a billionaire. You are not a billionaire. And you say you don't have time. That is the same 24 hours that make a billionaire a billionaire, make a millionaire a millionaire, make an anointed man an anointed man. How are you investing your home? And you say you don't have time, and yet your life is useless. You are not wise enough. You are not waiting with the Lord. You are not spending time in the secret place. I always say, many people, somebody call me today from Abuja. Say, Apostle, my work. They say, if I want to keep my work, I should not be going to church. That they want me to be coming even on Sunday to church. I say, drop the work today and leave. If you die, you die. The system of Babylon will never reward you without a price. You will prosper the detriment of your soul. And that is why the desire of God is, I wish above all things that you prosper, even as your soul prosper. How do you think the kingdom of darkness will want you to prosper and you will still gain your soul? You must lose it. That's why the same way Jesus Christ demanded that we give our life for him, and he will give us life. What is the solution for you? No, you are supposed to be an employer of labor, not that you should be employed by labor. When you are employer of labor, you don't labor. When they employ you, labor. That's a big cost. Because you will never enter rest. Never. Our parents work and work and work for 30 years, 40 years, retired, and they are still beggarly. I look at that life and say, I will never live like that. They refuse to work in purpose. How can you do a work for 20 years and not think of the common sense to do the same thing? Start your own that you can close anything and go to church. Start your own that you can pray in the school. Start your own that you can pray in your shop. Start your own business. It's the desire of God that Zion become a structure that take over the all of the earth. The system of Babylon will always usurp authority, take you away from God. That's the reason why today people cannot shut down their work for one day and see the Lord. Now you get a job, you look like a breakthrough, a miracle. That's the origin of your carnality, the origin of your death. And today, a lady still come and say, our boss said that he must sleep with her. Why? Say, I am the one that employ you. Say, you are not even qualified. I decided to just employ you because I wanted to be my sex partner. If you refuse, resign now. I told her, resign now. If you sleep with him, you have to control the sleep with him. Yes, anything you get by prayer will require prayer to keep it. Anything you get by sleeping around will require sleeping around to keep it. So tomorrow you come and say, I will sack you while I sleep with me. Next tomorrow I will sack you while I sleep with me. I will promote you while I come and sleep with me. When you are done, what will you give him again?